Ooh.
Jesus. My fucking laptop fan is raising the temperature in here by 5 degrees alone. Holy shit. Calm down.
I'm not actually using my laptop because I'm using an external keyboard, but this laptop is hot like shit.
Dude,
although the fan exhaust has cold air, how does that make any sense?
How does that work? That, I want that too.
But the laptop itself is hot, but the air coming out is colder.
That's weird. It's really weird.
It's science.
Apparently.
Well, I shouldn't touch it right now, or else the internet cable will fall out.
It's not good.
No. Because then, first we're like, for 5 minutes, we're like, hello? 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 And then it's like,
Oh, shit.
Not again. Jeebus.
Didn't that happen one time with the old podcast?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Probably.
Yes.
We use Skype, it's bound to happen.
True. By the way, we should, upload the old shows.
Yeah, maybe we should.
There's only one right now. But then again...
Yeah, they're not very good. Mostly. Some of them are. I was looking at my Blogger dashboard the other day. It still had that Dynacast thing, so I think I'm gonna put it on... what do you call it? Private. Just get that out of there. It's like... The style sheet has been missing for 2 years now.
That has a nice touch.
Yeah. Nice web 1.0 abandoned site. Let's see here.
Diner. Oh, if you type in Dynacast, we're way on top.
Huh, awesome.
Page not found.
Yeah. I changed the permissions on the website on my server to only read and write and execute for the owner. Like code 700 or something. The outside world can't see it.
What a pity. People now can see how good that shit was.
All that genius lost.
Too bad. I should give you the FTP records or credentials.
Good idea.
So you can upload those shows. Psst, you know, if we just change the date, we can upload the old shows and say that they're new shows and no one will know.
That's awesome. Except maybe we talk about old games and old all things happening.
Oh.
I don't know. We can edit that out.
We bleep out every date being mentioned or every game.
Yeah. We just record over it. And it's like, well, back in 2009, I was this and that.
This is our in-game review of 2009. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Like those, those automated telephone things. This is 2009.
Exactly. It will be awesome.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Well, there were a couple of good episodes. We could reuse some.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll see. But first, let's make a new episode right now.
Yes, because that is what we are doing at this very moment.
Let's do it.
Maybe.
Hopefully. If we don't die of the heat.
That's quite a real possibility.
Yeah. So let's get started.
Yes.
All right. You got the show notes up?
Yes, I do.
All right. Excellent. I moved the news up before the review. It's easier.
Like we're like a real, we're actually doing something there.
Yeah. Damn.
We're actually wrote shit down.
First time ever. Wow. We're in the big league now.
We It's the big boys now.
No, no, we're not. All right, let's get started. All right, minimize this. Hey, you're listening to... What was that?
That was Trick.
Awesome. All right, we'll edit that out. No, we won't.
Probably
all right, won't. Welcome to Might Be Creative, episode 5?
5.
Yes. All right, it says so right here. Awesome. Now I never have to forget which episode number it is.
I'm probably going to change it so you say it wrong. Whatever.
You asshole.
Today is all the right. day of the... It's Thursday, the 20th of August, 2009. And it's probably going to come out today as well.
You're going to edit it today?
If I'm a fucking idiot, yeah.
Nice.
Also, right. If people haven't seen it yet, the website is different. Basically, it's gone. it's like the it's old nice, site. Man. It doesn't have a style sheet anymore. It's just like...
Yeah, it's just text.
Text.
No, but it works better. It's nice and clean.
Mm-hmm. Well, there will be a real one sometime, but this will do now. It has the functionality.
Yeah, that's good. Uh-huh. All right. So, what are we talking about today?
Do you know? Do I know?
I Google guess Docs I knows. Know. It's we wrote it down, so you know I know.
Wow.
Do you know?
I do now.
Okay. Awesome.
Sweet.
So, nice. So let's talk about it then. All right, well, today we're going to be talking about Far Cry 2.
Yes.
Which is a good game to play these days because you'll feel what it's like to be in Africa because it's fucking hot. So it's that extra immersion.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You would probably die.
Yeah. But before we talk about that, we've got a couple of news things written down here. So let's just blast through those.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna take the first one?
Sure. I don't know. Maybe you've looked on the internet and you've seen Gabe Newell around a lot.
You know, it's hard to miss, really. You know, because he's fat. Sorry. Okay.
Good job. It's very original.
Yeah, like we hadn't noticed that before.
No.
But alright, what's going on? What's going on with
that guy? I see him popping up everywhere. Like, some shit on, I found this out, I don't know how, some show called The Steamcast, and they had an interview with Dave Newell. Dave Newell?
Dave?
David Reilly. Sorry. Freudian slip. But he was on that, and you might have also seen a movie of him talking to deaf or pretty much deaf people. And to me, it feels like they're like, hey, look, guys, we're not dead. We're working on episode 3, which is awesome.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've seen Half-Life episode 2.
No.
It's about time. Yeah, I remember now. I heard or read something about how they're going to make a deaf character in episode 3 and they're going to communicate with sign language or something.
Yeah. The idea was that Alex learned sign language to communicate with Dog, but she learned it like because she had a boyfriend back in the day who was deaf.
Right.
And that's the reasoning behind it. But or it was an idea, they said.
Hmm. But like, Dog can hear, right? That's
because it's like in when they need to sneak, like you need to sneak your 10-foot robot somewhere.
Yeah,
you can use sign language.
Yeah. That's useful.
Yeah,
it'll work.
Yeah,
it's good.
Awesome, but. I don't know. It's original. That's
I suppose so. Yeah.
So I don't remember any game having a deaf character.
No.
At least the main character thing.
I hope we hear some more about that soon.
Yeah.
They weren't at Gamescom, the new sort of E3 type show that's taking place right now in Cologne,
mm-hmm.
Right over the border here. But what we did hear there is that Peter Molyneux is working on Fable 3. I mean, Jesus Christ, come on. Already?
I think I saw some footage of it. It was a trailer. It's like,
yeah, there's a really short teaser.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, there's a crown lying on the ground. Will you be an evil, like, ruler dude? Or will you be, like, the saint character? Oh my god, yeah. The possibilities are endless. Fable 3.
What else is new?
Oh my god. So, yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah. I heard they're doing a Mass Effect 2 for it. They're gonna read out your Fable 2 save game and then base the whole world on your decisions in the previous game. So I guess that's interesting.
Wait, what? You're confusing me now. They're using Fable 2 to determine your world in Mass Effect 2?
No, in Fable 3.
Oh.
They're doing the same thing between Mass Effect 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's pretty...
No, I don't know. That would be weird.
Yes, that would be very weird. But, yeah, I think that's a pretty cool idea. But then again... Well, I guess there will be an option if you want to continue with that character or make a new one.
Yeah, probably.
Because if you were a good guy and you want to be
Fable 3,
and be a dick.
Work. Yeah. It's interesting. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
And what they also announced yesterday at Gamescom is that they're finally dropping the price on the fucking PS3.
Yay.
It's awesome. I've been wanting to buy one for a while now, just so I can play Uncharted and upcoming Uncharted 2, because that shit looks awesome.
It does.
But like, for $400 euros, no, come on, dudes.
It's pretty expensive. So yeah. I was, but the it's called the Slim PS3.
Yeah, but. They're coming out with a new one, too.
But isn't that... so the normal one is going to get cheaper, and they're making the slim one.
Yes, and both are going to be $300.
And is the slim, like, a downgrade? Like, is it
not
as good?
No, it's an upgrade. It's got a bigger hard drive. It's 36.15843% more efficient.
Wow.
Like 40% smaller or something. So,
why the hell would you buy an old one then? If they're the same price,
it's a strange move, but whatever.
Okay, I guess that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. But so I hope they get it up for pre-order here. I've only seen it at Sears and Kmart and stuff in the U.S.
Mm.
It's not on any Dutch sites yet. But yeah, I'm gonna get that one. And
cool.
Then both Uncharted, and then I'm never coming out of my house again.
But what other games are there for the PS3? Three. Because
yeah, not a lot. You got your Metal Gear Solid 4, I suppose.
Mm.
And something else.
Speaking of the good. PS3 and Gabe Newell. Gabe Newell said that, well, he admitted that they basically left out the PS3 community when making their Source games, because it doesn't have the updating shit of the 360 and the PC.
Yeah, they can't do updates.
And he says that they're not actually making anything for the PS3 right now, because it's just too balls hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's a better choice to get a PS3 now than getting a 360, because that thing is fucking old.
Yeah, that shit's getting old. It's got a lot of good games, sure, but I think in the end the PS3 still has more developing potential right now.
Yeah, that thing is going to be around longer, I guess, because it simply got more power, but they need to fix that shit so it's easy to develop for it.
Yeah. Actually, one of my friends who's interning now also, he's working with a PS3 dev kit, I hear.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting.
That's pretty cool.
He's a really good coder, so I guess he can figure it out.
But that's like a major advantage. Even John Carmack, the godfather of coding, says the PS3 sucks dick.
Yeah.
So that's saying something.
It's not great.
No.
You want to go over some of this other news, or should we save some for the next few episodes or something? So we can just go ahead with our main topic, because we're already at 2:40 here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just do that.
All right.
Save this heat for later.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Far Cry 2. Sucks. All right,
sucks,
turn over.
Yeah. indeed.
I don't know. I don't know where it went wrong. It looked so good. It sounded great, but it's not great.
No, it's not.
What happened?
I liked the game for like 2 hours. That's lying. I played for like maybe 4, 5.
Yeah.
And then was like, oh, I need to do the exact same shit again.
Yeah, it's so repetitive after a while. You start out and you got entire Africa for yourself, and you're like, oh, this is awesome. And then after 5 missions, you're like, this is the exact same thing over and over. Stop it. I don't like this.
Oh, I'm driving down the road again. Oh, there are guards again. Oh, they're chasing me.
What's up with that? Like, there's like a ton of checkpoints all over this road, and you have to drive everywhere. And when you pass through it, and you shoot everybody, and then, you know, like you turn around, and they respawn again.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, it's insane. I always used to, because you have these jeeps with the mounted guns on them, and then I'd drive up to the checkpoint really fast and then press the button to switch to the machine gun, and then the car would automatically keep rolling through the checkpoint, and I would just rattle down everybody.
Yeah, but that's also getting really boring after like 2 runs.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, like, if you're in that car, like a big fucking jeep with a mounted gun on top, and you drive through a checkpoint, every guy wants to follow you. Like,
yeah. What's up with that?
Like, there's this guy in, like, this really small, rickety fucking car, and he chases you on his own, and then finally when you stop, he drives up to you, gets out of the car, and just gets shot, and he's dead.
That's so awesome. He's got, like, this little, tiny, beat-up car, and he just keeps bumping into you and bumping in.
It makes no sense.
It's so dumb. But, like, even if you're driving through the checkpoints at top speed, you know, you're already 5 miles ahead, and then you hear them scurrying and getting into their cars, they're starting up. Like, dude, I just blaze through. Just don't bother.
Keep if you're leaving your post, don't you just leave the...
Yeah. You're just going to get shot. What are you doing?
Yeah. Just ignore me. You're going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, it only happened once. I, like, stepped out of my car, and suddenly there was this car, and he drove me over.
That's not great.
No.
But there's so many dudes out there, and none of them are friendly. I don't know why they didn't choose to do that.
It's really weird. You do missions for certain factions, and every single mission, every single one, they say, hey, listen up. No one's going to help you out there, not even our own guys. They're just going to shoot you.
Yeah, it's so dumb. Because every fucking mission is just like, hey, go there and blow some shit up, man. But hey, watch out, because me boys don't know about this. See, some top secret business. Like every other mission I've given you. It really only makes this whole a lot more complicated than it needs to be. So bottom line, you're going to get shot at.
Yep. That's the entire game.
Yeah. I guess it was just too hard to make friendly AI for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like it because the game is pretty polished, but that makes no sense. Why isn't that in there?
Yeah. Maybe they had to cut it out because they didn't have enough time or anything, but like, they'd have to rewrite all the missions to reflect that.
It's exactly.
Strange.
How is that possible? It seems like a really conscious decision that they did that.
Yeah.
But why?
It's dumb.
But then again, like, the first hour of playing that game, I was like, I'm killing everyone here. I'm driving over random people. Aren't some of these, like, good guys? I don't know.
Yeah,
where's
all the civilians?
So, well, I guess that removes that problem. You just kill anyone you see. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. It's why there's no kids or animals in GTAs. Yeah.
Because you'd be...
Can you hear that?
I hear it. Is that a train?
No, it's a fucking plane.
Speaking of planes,
yes,
I don't think you can drive one.
No.
Oh, you got a Delta glider.
Oh yeah, it's pretty awesome. Except it steers like shit.
That's true.
It's like there's one. Do you remember that mission where you go up to the waterfall? Probably not, because you've only played it for 4 hours. But there's this one mission. You go into some kind of a secluded glade, and there's a waterfall, and way on top of a cliff is a little shack with a dude that you have to shoot. And then to escape, you have to grab the paraglider that's next to the shack. But like, the cliff is only 4 or 5 meters wide, so you can't steer through there. You always crash into the fucking rocks, and then you fall down.
You just need to go down as fast as you can and just jump in the water, whatever is down there.
Yeah. I don't know.
I do remember one scene, though. It's not a scene, it was just random. But I was like on this road, or on a bridge, I mean, and I was chased by a million guys and was like, oh shit, and I jumped off the bridge into the water. And I can't really explain it, but that felt really cool, like a really filmish thing.
Yeah, like you made a bold escape.
Yeah, but then again, it's like the entire game. It's nothing new.
Yeah, I did like hunting for those diamonds, though. That was a nice extra addition.
Yeah,
it's not like they're marked on the map or something. You have to follow the blips and find out where they are. But sometimes they put them in these impossible places, like on top of a bus. What's wrong with you? I can't jump that high. Park my fucking truck next to it, jump on that, and then hope that when I try to jump onto the bus, the collision detection slides me up instead of down, and I get on top there. What? There was this one diamond which was like on top of this huge boulder in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I know that one.
How am I going to get up there?
It's like in the desert. And there's no fucking way to get there.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, find a paraglider somewhere and hope it's close enough to...
I guess that's it.
What the hell, man? It's so weird.
But
so, there's other times where you have to stack some crates and jump up and then drop in through the roof. It's pretty fun to figure that out, too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's like
too bad.
You get 20 diamonds for a single mission and you only get like 3 out of one of those cases you find.
Yeah, it's not a really big payoff. You're like, oh, I found it. Open it up and it's 1 diamond. That's great.
Hooray.
Thanks. I can buy 1 bullet with this. Sweet.
But yeah, you use those diamonds to buy weapons.
Yeah. So that's a pretty interesting mechanic. But I don't know. You need a lot to get really good weapons.
Yeah.
And all the upgrades and stuff so that repairing your Jeep doesn't take 5 hours.
Repair? You can actually repair something? I drive it until it explodes and I get a new one.
I mostly do that too. But didn't you know you can get out and go to the front of the Jeep and then he opens up the hood
and starts wrenching
the thing?
The repairing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I always cheated that because I started repairing and as soon as it stopped smoking, you're like, done.
Yeah, okay. Sweet.
And that saves like 10 minutes.
Yeah. But it's pretty thrilling when, like, your car is almost on fire and you're being chased by the guys. You have to jump out and fix it and then jump back in and shoot those guys.
Mm-hmm. I
mean, and the firefights are pretty intense. At least in the first bit when you don't have really strong weapons. Because you can't just run in there. You have to be a bit tactical.
Yeah.
I like that.
The combat feels really, really nice. Yeah. Even especially in multiplayer. It's kick-ass.
Yeah, that was nice.
In addition to that, if you get shot, you take out bullets out of your body.
Yeah, that's so brutal.
It's like, oh, I got shot in the arm. And he, like, puts his teeth on it and pulls it out.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Or sometimes when you get hit by a grenade and he looks at his hand, like, his fingers are all, like, twisted.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and he's like...
There's some...
It's disgusting.
Super gross stuff in there, yeah. It's awesome. In multiplayer, it's, like, only those kind of animations, right? You can't use the hypo spray stuff.
No, if you want to heal, you pull out whatever is in you.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. But, like, if you fall down somewhere, I'm not really sure how this was again, but if you fall down, for example, you pull out a piece of metal out of your leg. Now, thinking about it, it does kind of make sense, because you might have fallen in something, but sometimes you just have injuries which you think, like, what the fuck, what is this? This makes no sense.
Weird shit going on sometimes.
I do really like the on fire animations though.
Yeah, it's nice.
If you're, like, on fire and then you press H for heal and he's like, oh shit.
Yeah, the fire animation just by itself is really good, because if you you put the, or some car explodes, like the grass catches on fire and then it goes up to the tree and you see the leaves falling off. It's like, on regular occasion, like when I'm out in the savannah and I blow some Jeep up and, you know, it's smoking there and I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. And then I forget that the grass catches on fire and I'm like, what's going on? Gotta get back to the car. Get out of here.
Yeah, that happened to me a couple of times as well.
Yeah.
You're just fighting something, and then it's like, oh shit, yeah, that guy chucked a Molotov, and now the entire rainforest is on fire.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, the visuals are really good in this game.
Yeah, definitely. It's a little too brown, though, but overall it looks pretty good. They really captured the mood of Africa really well.
Yeah, the fucked up parts of Africa.
Yeah.
I don't like the voice acting, though.
No, it's not very good.
It's like, hey guy, you know what? This shit happened and I need you to do this. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah.
They're like...
It's super fast and all the accents are a little too overacted.
Yeah, it's not like they're... Like, I just did it and I make constant mistakes. No, it's a perfect sentence and then... As fast as that.
Yeah. It's weird.
It doesn't make any sense. It kind of kills the immersion for me, but I don't really care.
Yeah, that's okay. What did you think of those sidekicks you can get?
Useless.
Yeah.
Except the I have no idea what they did. Like, in a mission, every time he's like, yeah, I want you to do this. And I'm like, okay. I killed this dude, pretty cool mission, whatever. And apparently that has an effect on the real mission you're doing.
Yeah.
I haven't, like, if you kill this guy, then the reinforcements don't arrive. Something
like that.
But yeah, other than that, what are you doing? You're supposed to help me, and you suddenly pop out of nowhere, and you're shooting guys and you suck.
Yeah.
The only thing that was helpful, if you die, that one of your buddies can, like, pick you up. And
yeah, that's pretty
he
useful.
Or she drags you off and heals you and then you can fight again.
Yeah.
Although you lose your weapon.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
No, they give you their pistol.
Desert Eagle, yeah.
But that means you lose your own pistol.
Yeah. Crap.
By the way, did you find the golden AKs?
I think I saw one at some point. I didn't actually have it.
I grabbed a golden AK-47.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, this must be some special weapon. It's really powerful, and I might need to keep this and sell it or whatever. And I looked online, and no.
Oh.
It's just an AK-47. Oh, it doesn't even value at all.
It's not like it doesn't wear out or something.
I guess that's it. It doesn't break or jam.
Well, that's nice.
Jamming is awesome.
That's cool, yeah. Except when it happens a lot.
I really like that, though. You're like, click, oh shit, and then you can shoot again.
I had, like, at one time I was chased by, like, three guys with shotguns, and my gun kept jamming, like, three times in a row, and I was almost dead and crawling from rock to rock trying to get away. It was awesome.
Yep. Also, I really like the sniper rifle.
Yeah.
The bolt action sniper rifle.
It's good.
And it was pretty cool, even if that one jammed. You're like, oops.
Right. Time enough. Yeah. It's really useful. You don't have to drive up to those fucking checkpoints anymore. You can just pick them off from a distance.
If you shoot them, they'll come after you in a car.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They still do it. They know where you are. Idiots. Enemy snipers are really annoying, though.
Yeah, definitely.
I was like, this is not fair. You dick, I can't see you and you're shooting me.
God damn it.
And it's kind of... I was being a bit of a hypocrite because I was sniping all the time. But it really sucks when it happens to you.
Yeah. There's a... I don't know if you've been there. What, like a village in the middle of a lagoon somewhere, way down in the cliffs. And you have to swim up there, but there's snipers on like every roof. You have to go underwater and... take all kinds of weird shortcuts. It's so frustrating. Mm.
Sounds pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's a nice infiltration.
I might need to play it a bit more, though. But the repetitiveness of the game is just really annoying.
Probably get bored. There's a couple of good missions, but it's too bad not more of them are that good. Because, like... The one mission with the village and the lagoon was pretty cool, and the one on top of the cliff, but the rest is just, like, the same every time.
I like one, though, where it was, like, it was a side mission, so I was pretty surprised. There was this guy asking me, you need to kill the king of this country.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, okay, and eventually, apparently the son of the king was the one who ordered it. And he gives you one of those kick-ass expensive jeeps. And the king was like, I will not let this happen. My son will find you and kill you. No, he's not.
Yes.
That was a cool one, though. Infiltrating nice. And killing that dude.
Yeah.
And then sniping the rest because I was bored.
Yeah, it has some good stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many missions in the first map alone that are so repetitive, and then you get to the second half, and it's just more of the same. I don't think I'm ever going to finish it.
No, me neither.
Not sure
I might replay it, though, but no. It's not that good.
No.
Multiplayer is cool. Let's say that.
That's true.
It was really fun. Sliding around. Sliding is awesome.
Yeah.
You're like running away from an angry mob behind you and you slide off a cliff. Might not be smart, but it's really awesome to do.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And really annoying in multiplayer if people are sliding all the time.
It's cool that you can shoot the ammo boxes in multiplayer too and you can create this big explosion. It's fun to do.
What's not so awesome in multiplayer is the upgrade system. Because if you don't have upgrades, like a sniper upgrade, and you're fighting another sniper who does, sucks.
Hmm.
Because you have the bolt action, which I love. I like that thing. It has a sporty feel about it. It's like, if I miss, I don't have another shot. But the upgrade is a Dragunov, which has like 10 bullets.
Right.
And
that's not cool.
So if you're fighting another sniper with a Dragunov, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So, that's not really nice. I do love some of the other classes in multiplayer, though. Like the demolition guy, rocket launchers, and that's pretty cool. We were like playing this game, and they would know when I shot my weapon because I was using the rocket launcher. And through the entire map, you hear like the rocket flying.
Shit.
And then someone is like, "Oh, I hope that's not gonna hit me in the face."
Yeah, it's awesome. Cause the maps are not really that big. I haven't played a lot of them, right? But
some of them are.
Yeah, one with the greenhouse or some sort of meth lab thing in the open. And I played it in the ninth version. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So like grass everywhere, and you don't know where the guys are. You just hear shooting everywhere.
Yeah. I'd say the most fun I had was probably in multiplayer.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I don't know. Graphics are awesome. Voice acting, meh.
Mm.
Rest of the sound is pretty awesome, though.
Yeah.
Music is really repetitive. It's always the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? It doesn't make that much of an impression, I guess.
No. Combat's okay.
Oh, yeah. One last thing, though. The entire game, you're a murderous bastard. But I put in these mandatory... morale fixes missions.
Yeah.
Because then they're like...
You have to get, like, passports for some dudes.
Yeah, for sick people. To get them out of the country and shit. So they can give you malaria pills. So it's it's not like even you have a choice to be good or evil. It's like, you have to, or else you'll die or whatever happens.
Yeah. I hate those fucking malaria pills. I mean, because they always run out in the middle of a battle, and you go, "Oh boy, what is going on?" And you have to go, like the first few missions, you just go to the doctor, and he's like, "Oh, here's some pills." But then after that, you have to drive all over the fucking country to first get the mission to get some passports or receive those passports, drive over all the way to the other side of the map, deliver them, and then finally maybe you get your fucking malaria pills.
Yeah. So that's not... Nah. This is annoying.
Yeah. It's an interesting touch, but it just gets annoying.
Yeah.
After a while. But yeah.
So, play it or don't play it?
Yeah, you know, it's fine. Either way. If you're into that sort of thing. I guess.
Nah. What would you say? Yes or no?
I don't know. It's definitely fun to play for maybe an hour or two, but I wouldn't buy it expecting the best game.
No.
Just like rent it or borrow it somewhere. Uh-huh. Just to try it out.
Yeah.
Maybe you like it. Maybe you won't.
I agree.
All right.
It's mediocre.
Right.
But what? I want to know. What did GameSpot give this game?
Well, let's check it out.
Because is this kind of like BioShock, like overhyped piece of shit?
Probably.
8.8. No. Yeah. I do agree on the graphics, though. But that's also not a 10.
Did they give it a 10? What?
How do you give something a 10? That's not possible.
Oh, jeez.
Because the game is not that good. It's a 10. It's definitely a 9 or something.
Yeah. It's not even as good as Crytek or Crysis. It's all brown. Yeah. Shiny.
I know. They might give it a 10 when games are photorealistic.
Yeah. Only then. Come on.
Even if you like compare it to the best of now, it's not a 10. That's not possible.
No.
It doesn't look that good.
Yeah.
Sound.
Yeah, Metacritic says Far Cry 2 PC 8.5. Same for 360 and PlayStation 3.
Mm.
I guess the average is about 8.5.
So too high.
Mm. Yeah.
Somewhere in the 7.
Generally favorable reviews.
Hmm.
Let's see. What? No. PC Power Play gave it a 10.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Far Cry 2 has its annoying quirks, no doubt, but they can be solved via patch. No. The quality of the fight, atmosphere, graphics, dude.
You suck. Sorry.
What's this? 9.4, 9.4, 9.4, 9.4, 9.2, 1. Even Edge gave it an 8. Jesus.
Nah.
What's the lowest? Absolute Games gave it a 5.7.
And why?
Let's see. Let's read the full review. And the next one is 6.9 by Gaming Excellence. 7 by GameSpot. GameSpy, sorry. Let's, oh, shit. This is a Russian site.
Google Translator.
I can't understand what they are saying. 5.7.
Should be this, on Russian. Fuck you.
There is no Russian mercenary in this game. Buh, 5.7. Missed the opportunity.
That's the universal sound for something that sucks.
This game was buh.
Duh, click. Yeah, alright. Well, I don't know. We've kind of done that one to death now.
So, okay.
Let's see what else we got coming up. We played the demo for Batman, Arkham Asylum, or Alcoholics Anonymous, as we like to call it. What did you think of that?
Pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, right?
It's real easy, but it's nice.
Yeah. It's a nice brawler.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I want to punch someone in the face, left mouse button. Oh, yeah, he's attacking, because he has a thing around his head, meaning he's attacking me. Right click equals counter-attack.
Yeah.
And that's the entire game.
Yep, pretty much.
You punch people in the face, and you block, and you counter-attack.
Yeah.
And it's really fun.
I keep inventing new ways to go through that last room, the big one with the little office and the guys patrolling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at first, I just snuck up to everyone, did silent kill and stuff, and then I progressed to sitting up on one of those gargoyles and then dropping one guy with the batarang and then gliding down to kick the other guy in the face.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to try out those different tactics.
I really like the one where you climb up on a gargoyle and you hang upside down.
Yeah.
And then you grab one and, like hanging by his feet on the gargoyle.
Yeah, it's awesome. Can't wait to see what other weapons and moves you're going to get.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Although, did you see the trailer at the end?
Yeah.
It's extremely movie-ish.
Yeah, definitely.
And not even like a new... Like... Mostly, I don't even know, but do they still use the extreme voices today?
Yeah, like I think they do.
In the world voices.
Yeah, it's gone a little bit less now that Dan LaFontaine is dead, but yeah, they still do that.
Yeah, but that trailer is exactly like that.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Play the feared predator.
Boom. You can't fucking skip it either. That's so annoying.
Yeah. Oh, well.
They need to stop doing that with demos. So annoying.
And this one really ended, like, you get a boss fight, big file, a movie file, and you're like, oh, shit, I'm gonna fight the boss. No, you're not.
Yeah.
End of demo.
Fuck. Assholes.
So they did that right. I was pissed.
Yeah, I can't wait to play it. I think it's coming out somewhere later this month or next month or something. It hasn't even leaked yet. I'm surprised.
Hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'll maybe pre-order it. You get a life-size batarang with it.
What?
Yeah, it's awesome. You get like this big metal case and a replica of the batarang from the game. And I think there's also like some art book bound in leather with That's supposed to be like the Arkham Asylum files on those criminals in there.
Mm.
Some kind of special armor for in-game. It's a pretty decent package.
And how much is that?
Let me check. It wasn't that much more than the actual game.
Huh.
Let me see here. I'm thinking of pre-ordering Assassin's Creed 2, the special edition as well. You get a cool
new
Ezio figure.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Batman.
Batman. Yeah.
Where is it? Collector's Edition. $60.
Oh, that's not that much.
It's okay.
More.
It's okay. Wait, is this the PC? Yeah, this is PC. Where's the chat window? Here. Check it out.
Oh, shit. That thing is huge.
Yeah.
Walking down the street. I'm Batman!
I don't know, maybe, I know when Batman is coming out. Oh shit, I could have checked on the site actually.
You
Let
suck!
Do that real quick.
Undo open tab. Close tags. Damn.
18. When is that? October.
Jeez.
18 October? Shit. It's like a fucking month. Shit.
Yep.
Hmm. So, well, I don't know. All right. We'll be reviewing that in one of the future episodes then, definitely.
Yeah.
We got maybe Fallout 3 we could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We got some other games coming up. Maybe Monkey Island Special Edition. Get back into the adventure game theme for one episode. We'll look at that. We've played Lord of the Rings Online recently. Maybe we can briefly touch on that in one of the future episodes. And, yeah, other than that, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. So, that was the show. What do you think of that?
Well, it definitely was a show.
Mm-hmm. Can't deny that. Unless we forgot to record or the recording disappears and then we're fucked.
Yes. Well, it's been a while, but this is a show, and we should find a way to record more.
Yeah, it's tough though, because I don't really know my work schedule. It changes as well week to week, which days I have off and not, and how tired I am. And college starts again next week for you.
Yeah,
it's also going to be a bit of a problem, maybe.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, it'll be okay. I mean, we did this one in about an hour. That's good. It's faster than usual.
That's a record. Jeez.
Yeah. It's nice. So if you can keep that up and keep that energy going, I think we'll get there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been Might Be Creative, Episode 5, talking about Far Cry 2, and we'll catch you later.